Welcome, board members. Take a seat at the table. It's time for another board game briefing brought to you by Boardroom Gamer. We've talked about LCGs by Fantasy Flight Games in previous episodes of Board Game Briefing. Today, we bring you Arkham Horror: The Living Card Game. This 1-to-2-player game is fully cooperative in design. It's the late 1920s, and things aren't all right. There are terrors, monsters, demons, and mystery, all taking place in and around Arkham, Massachusetts. It's your job as an investigator to uncover and solve the mystery, defeat the evil, and with any luck, restore some sanity to the world. Arkham Horror, the base set, comes with three missions, or episodes that you can play individually or in sequence using one of five different investigators. Investigators are tasked with moving the story, broken down into different acts, to its conclusion. This is done by spending clues found during the game. This is happening all while the enemy is trying to further their agenda, also broken down into different acts. The investigators all have different stats with the following attributes: health, sanity, willpower, combat, intellect, and agility. Health and sanity are the stats that relate to your investigator's ability to stay in the game, so to speak. When an enemy deals damage to an investigator, it is taken from the investigator's health or sanity, depending on whether it dealt physical or mental damage, respectively. Some enemies deal both. Once the health or sanity of an investigator drops below zero in a mission, that investigator is defeated and down for the count. The other four attributes, willpower, combat, intellect, and agility, are used in various skill tests throughout the game. For example, intellect is used when searching for clues, and clues are used to further advance the story in the investigator's favor. Combat is used for fighting, of course. Willpower is generally used to stave off mental effects. And agility is what I call the lookout attribute, most used to evade enemies. Over the course of a turn, an investigator gets three actions to spend. They can move about the scene to different locations, fight an enemy, search for clues in their current location, draw a card, spend resources to play a card, sometimes called assets, or gain resources used to play said cards. Once their three actions are spent, it's the enemy phase. It's here where enemies move about the scene and potentially engage investigators in combat, dealing physical or mental damage. After the enemy phase, it's time for upkeep, where you ready all exhausted cards in play, then draw one card and gain one resource. Once upkeep is finished, it's on to the next round, beginning with the mythos phase. Here, doom spreads and the enemy tries to advance their agenda by placing one doom token on the current agenda. Compare the total number of tokens against the current agenda's threshold. If it's equal or greater than the threshold, the agenda advances and generally bad things happen. It is a horror game, after all. Once the agenda is handled, each player is then dealt one encounter card, either treachery or enemy, and then play continues with investigators and their three actions. This keeps going until the investigators have successfully fulfilled the story requirements, or the enemy has fully advanced its agenda, or all investigators have been defeated. What's most interesting in this particular game is the campaign mode. For example, the base set includes the three aforementioned missions. Those particular missions are part of a linear story called Night of the Zealot. If you play in campaign mode, the choices you make and some of the bad things that happen to your investigator will persist as you play each subsequent mission in that storyline. You'll also gain experience points used to add stronger and more efficient cards to your deck. All in all, this is a great game experience. Definitely something different and quite enjoyable. I wish you best of luck when you investigate Arkham Horror, our board game briefing. Sounds and music provided by JMR Sounds. Visit jmrsounds.com for your custom audio experience.